This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Archer. One of the state's biggest insurance companies is asking for an emergency rate increase. But first, as you heard on CBS News, big protests happening in downtown LA. The LAPD close to shutting it down. This is one that's been going on for hours. Demonstrators say they're upset with President Trump's immigration policies, but some people have been injured. Pete Demetrio says more than 1,000 people are there right now, and he joins us live.
The crowd basically has not shrunk over the last couple of hours or so. They've been on various places, originally Main Street, Spring Street, but now it's expanded up to Hill and to Broadway and down south all the way to Los Angeles Street. And you've got people across the intersections. They're waving, shouting, chanting, waving flags. People on the freeway are honking in support. But as you can hear, the traffic here on Main Street is slow and in some cases ominous. You've had people here who have been doing burnouts in front of the people in front of me and on in front of the people at both sides of the street. If one of these tires, one of these cars breaks loose, he's going to ram into another car or into people. And you do have some people who are beginning to throw some things, and you had a few tense moments in the crowd themselves. They are facing a group of about 40 LAPD officers who are down right now at Aliso Street in a skirmish line, and there are SUVs which are, they're moving at this point down there to where they can see where is going on this type of thing. And the interesting part of it is they're going to have to be able to do one thing or the other. They're going to either have to let this continue or they're going to have to declare an unlawful assembly. If they declare an unlawful assembly, trying to move in here and get these people to move, it's going to be a little bit dicey, to say the least.
All right. Thank you, Pete. These protests, by the way, are marking the second day of the Day Without Immigrants movement. Businesses in California and all over the country have shut their doors in solidarity. The movement's encouraging people not to work or take their kids to school or to go shopping. According to estimates from the Center for Migration Studies of New York, more than 8 million undocumented immigrants are employed in the U.S., making up more than 5% of the workforce. Long Beach Democratic Congressman Robert Garcia says he and more than a dozen other members of Congress are launching an investigation into the major problems with electronic alerts during the wildfires. Tells us nearly everybody in L.A. kind of got mistaken alerts on their phones, while some people got no warning whatsoever about fires burning in their areas.
That is a serious failure of our emergency system. And so what this is about is making sure that we fix a real serious problem we have around L.A. County, where our notification system is not working correctly. And so that's why Congress is engaged and why we've got to address it.
He says he wants the investigation to look at the alert software company used by L.A. County. That would be Genesis, as well as the roles of FEMA and the FCC.
We're demanding answers. It was unacceptable for people across the county in an emergency that was costing lives and homes to get erroneous, false information from the government. And let's remind ourselves, it wasn't just once. This happened multiple times, which is unacceptable. And so that's what we got to get to the bottom of.
Last read, the County Board of Supervisors voted to conduct an independent review of the notification system. And it has been revealed that people living west of Lake in the Altadena area did not get any warnings about the Eden fire until 9 hours after it broke out. All 17 people who died in that fire lived in western Altadena. Not one, but two rainstorms are headed to L.A. They are bringing the possibility of debris flows in the Burns Curry areas. The rain is expected to be light to moderate, which should be enough to not lead to any mudslides, but there's still a slight chance that they could. The first storm is going to arrive tomorrow, last through Wednesday. The San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura area is going to see most of it. Now, the peak of the rain is going to happen tomorrow night in most areas. L.A. County could get a quarter to 1 inch of rain. Weather officials say the heaviest rain is going to fall after 10 p.m. in L.A. County tomorrow. That rain will begin again Thursday afternoon into Friday morning. The rain and the forecast could complicate work to identify dangerous toxins in the Palisades fire disaster area. Another problem for EPA, all the electric vehicles that were destroyed. More on that from Craig Figner.
The charred remains in the Palisades fire disaster site, of course, include thousands and thousands of homes and what used to be businesses, but also cars and specifically electric vehicles that were destroyed in that terrible and deadly fire. The EPA is on scene. They're identifying the toxins. The vehicle's presenting an especially challenging problem. First task is to identify destroyed vehicles, electric or otherwise, by their VIN numbers, so that way they're at least accounted for. And then once they're removed, and that will happen over the next month's time, they will be crushed, and ultimately it sounds like they'll end up at some type of a waste site. We may learn this Wednesday exactly where that waste site will be.
Two L.A. County prosecutors say they were demoted for recommending that the Menendez brothers be resentenced. The pair have now filed a legal claim alleging retaliation against D.A. Nathan Hochman. They plan to sue. We talked with the attorney representing them, Justin Shigarian.
This really comes down to our clients just trying to follow the law and do their job. And they looked at what the law said, California Penal Code 1172.1, and based on the Menendez brothers' very low risk of violence and recidivism, based on their very clean records, well, them being incarcerated, as well as them pursuing higher education, and just frankly being model prisoners, 1172.1, our clients thought, mandated that they advocate for the resentencing. So these were just people trying to do their job.
The DA has met with relatives of the Menendez brothers, reviewing their bid for release. A hearing on that petition set for March 20th, DA's office tells KNX News it has no comment on the allegations of the prosecutors. We're going to check back in with Pete Demetrio in downtown L.A., where police might put an end to that pro-immigrant demonstration pretty soon here. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. It takes a limit to 40333. For a free case review. In the meantime, California's property insurance market could be on the verge of possible collapse. State Farm asking California's insurance commissioner to immediately raise rates on all homeowners by 22%, whether or not those people live in fire-prone areas. KNX News chief correspondent Charles Feldman talked with insurance agent Kerry Sussman, owner of Sussman Insurance Agency. He tells us that State Farm actually wants to raise rates by more than 50%.
Well, this is the thing. Right now, we're having a situation where State Farm is really, they control so much of the market. I believe it's 25% of every person in the state has property insurance with State Farm. So talk about too big to fail. They are definitely right there. They also are disproportionately carrying more risks in fire areas. And that's just by their own choosing. They chose to write in areas that most other insurance companies would not write in. So for example, if there's a home that's lost and it's not with the California Fair Plan, the likelihood is it's probably with State Farm. So they're being negatively impacted by these fires more than any other company, both by their size and by their underwriting.
So the state, of course, has to approve it. If they don't, what then?
Well, they have not approved the 30%, and that was asked for, I believe it was 6 months or a year ago. And I don't know what they're going to do about this. The problem comes down to this. If they don't approve the rates, we know that they were claiming that they only had about $1 billion in surplus, period. And they've already paid that much out in claims, and they have obviously a lot more to go. So I don't really know what would happen next, potentially, but I can't also see how raising those rates is going to immediately put money in their pocket to be able to pay the claims today.
Is there a possibility that if the state doesn't approve either the 30% one that they already asked for or the new 22% one, might they just pull out of the entire market? A lot of insurance companies have.
Well, they insure almost 3 million households in California. That would be more than catastrophic. But my bigger concern is whether they approve it or not, where is the money going to be coming from to pay the claims that they already have when, based on the numbers they've given us, they have already exhausted their money in the bank? I'm concerned about what's going to happen with the claims that need to be paid right now. There's no question that rates across the board are going to be higher because we're in a situation, especially in the higher fire risk areas, where rates are going to be going up. We have a higher exposure right now. The potential for loss is higher and the costs are greater than anybody could have ever expected. So I'm not surprised to see carriers looking for rate increases. My bigger concern is the here and now, which is, since we know they have a large number of claims because they did insure in a lot of these areas, and they've already told us they don't have that much money in the bank, what's going to happen with those claims?
So what is the solution?
Well, one solution would be for them to go to their parent companies outside of California. Most insurance companies will create separate insurance companies in different states that work there and to basically insulate themselves from the losses from one state over the other. And State Farm has already said in the past that they have no intention of going to their outside of California company to try and collect additional money. Now, that might be why the Department of Insurance has been withholding that rate increase. They might have been saying, and again, this is purely speculation, if you're looking for rate increases, first promise me you're going to bring money in from the rest of your company to be able to handle potential claims. My guess is, and again, I don't have any inside information, but I'm thinking that what's going to be happening now, since we're looking at a more than 50% increase overall, the Department of Insurance is going to say, look, since you know you are going to be getting higher rates over a period of time, but we need to be sure that you're going to be paying these claims today, we'll work with you. We'll give you some rate relief, but you have to promise us that you're going to bring money into California to pay these claims. And we need to get a commitment that you're not going to take money and leave.
It's insurance agent Carl Sussman talking with our chief correspondent, Charles Feldman. That big protest in downtown LA is only getting bigger. Going to check back in with Pete Demetrio in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go back to downtown L.A. and this protest on bridges above the 101 against President Trump's deportation policies. Pete Demetrio has been reporting on this for the last few hours. He joins us again live. Pete, what is the mood like there right now?
Well, let's put it this way. Depends upon which cluster of people you're talking about. You've got some people here who are still waving flags and are enthusiastic about the political decision. And then you're hearing that in the background. That's the guy who is doing a burnout right here on Main Street, 30 feet in front of me in a van. He's got two people standing on the roof of the van right now. He's doing this merely to showboat. And some people are taking pictures of him, and some people are using their phones, and some people are waving flags and cheering him on and supporting him. That's the type of chaos you've got here. Part political demonstration, part street party, part street takeover. And it can get really, really dangerous very quickly. If one of these people, if either one of these people or apparently the others decide to do something, well, those cars could break loose and they've got a problem there. So the bottom line to some of it is that they've got to make sure that they've got people who are in a safe place to be able to do it. The interesting thing that goes on around here is you have people trying to jump my broadcast at this point. Now I'm going to have to get away from them for a second here. Main Street is still clogged, if you would. Cars are going very, very slowly, maybe about 10 or 15 feet at a time. And mainly that's because you still have traffic lights that are operating. And then you have still have people who are going 3 to 4 feet at a time shouting and waving at the crowd. Now, the LAPD has not decided yet whether they're going to do an unlawful assembly. If they did that and made that announcement, well, they'd have to get a sound truck in here to do it. I don't see it anywhere near. So, again, this crowd, for the most part, is going to continue to do what it wants to do until the police decide to come in and make a demonstrative statement that the party officially and effectively is over at this time. Guy honking at me at this point, he wants to get out of here as best I can, and I'm going to let him get out, too. He nearly ran into somebody.
Pete, very quickly, because we're running out of time here, has anybody moved to get onto the freeway to block it?
No. Nobody. That's the one thing which you could say that is logical about this. No one has gotten onto the freeways at all on any of the on-ramps or any of the off-ramps. The CHP basically shut those down hours ago. They wanted to make sure that did not happen. But even though that hasn't happened, you've still had a major traffic jam through downtown Los Angeles because with thousands of people on these overpasses, all the people can do is literally sit there, look at it, wave, honk, show support. And you hear that in the background. That's another guy burning out right behind me at this point. I haven't seen this much smoke since the Palisades fire.
All right. All right, Pete Demetrio there at the protest in downtown L.A. We'll be checking back in with him again in just a few minutes. In the meantime, it is 5:21, a down day on Wall Street. The Dow closed down 123, S&P dropped 46, NASDAQ down 235. And that's your nonstop news at 5 for Monday, presented by my Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.